Blog Talk Radio.
Playing the best cool classics, hip hop, R&B, and today's hottest music.
Hard Rock will be every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on FirstFanRadio.com. A whole new ride, a whole new level of entertainment. So keep your wine glasses ready for artists, interviews, throwback music from the 80s and 90s, classic R&B.
Yeah!
by most. We're ever ready like a battery charged and works the alkaline. Yes, the mystery is solved. So seeking the find. These words I've given a clean and out driven with a Datsun. A max amount of time. Yes, the wicked cool keep and I'm sporting my rhyme. Cause we're
behind the wheel some credit. I'm not trying to say that again. already tried. There ain't been one yet that's qualified. To think you can beat him, you must be nuts. Just listen real close to a scratch and cut.
Hello? Is anyone there? Okay, I cannot hear you, caller.
He dropped.
Phone dropped. Okay, well, they'll call back. Let me call back. We're having a phone call. Okay. We're going to call him? Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hello. I see you were just on the line. Who's calling?
Hello, this is the White House. Let me get the president.
Oh, okay, cool. It's the president calling.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. That was one of my receptionists.
Oh, okay. He called and hung up on me.
No, I wasn't trying to. I called that number that you asked.
Oh, okay. Well, we're here now. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just out on the road trying to help Hillary. And
yes.
I heard the sad news about Tommy Ford from Martin today.
Yes. Do you mind if we have a quick silence? We need a moment of silence for Tommy Ford. He was a great man, and he gave us a great laughter with the Martin show. So we can just have I would like to have a moment of silence. You want to start that?
Yeah, I used to love Martin. Don't forget now, I wasn't in the White House when Martin was on.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you tell us about when you was in the White House. We just want to have a quick moment of silence. Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you, God, for sending us such a great angel to make us laugh. And he was one of the funniest comedians, you know, around and never had a job. It was always sharp. Couldn't understand it. He said he worked on at the big building on the corner. Could figure it out, but our prayers goes out to Tommy Ford's family and friends and everyone that's associated with him. I'm pretty sure. I know it hit me hard. I know it hit a lot of other people, a lot of his fans very hard. So our prayer goes out to everyone in Tommy Ford's family and out to the nation. Now back to you, President Obama.
Amen.
Amen. You said you've been following Hillary around.
Yes, I have. I've been following Hillary. I've been out campaigning for Hillary.
Oh, you've been out campaigning.
Let's get that straight. I've been campaigning for her. Trump is a quack.
Yes, he is. He's something.
He's lost his cotton picking mind. Course, the other day for the debate, he brought these four women that President Clinton alleged to have raped and had an affair with. The crazy thing about that, years later, it just didn't add up.
Well, I never heard about four women.
The young lady's just in. I'm about to tell Bill, you got to be a better, you need glasses, Bill. Them ain't the ones you mess with.
No, I heard that was hurt.
And they still by themselves.
They can't even get a blind date?
It sounded like that was a blind date.
Well, my opinion on that, you know, Donald Trump got caught up in his mess, and then the world heard what was going on, what he said, and what he called the men's locker room. You know, it was still disrespectful to a lot of women. Some people say, oh, it's a normal. Whether it's a normal or not, to go around and say that you can, because you're a superstar and you got this and that, and you can just grab a woman, pootie cat, that's just horrible. Very horrible.
Well,
I tell you what, he tried to grab this pootie cat, it's on and popping.
Let's be straight up. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Okay.
Women come on to men also. I think I can say this at the end of my presidency. I'm not going to run again. But women are just as aggressive as men when they want something. It's just when they can't get it, and then they react. They're going to be straight up. Men do have locker room talk. If that's so, then women have another type of talk also.
We talk.
And I'm sure y'all talk about the thing. I've had a young lady grab my crotch.
What?
Several times.
You liked it, didn't you?
Well, she felt what I was working with. She thought it was one of those missiles.
And I... was this when you were with Ms. Obama?
No, when she grabbed it, she yelled, cold red.
Well, you must have got it packing, you know. I mean, excuse me, President.
Just ask my wife, Michelle.
Never.
Michelle loves, we've been doing it all around the White House.
Today we
was in the Situation Room.
The Situation Room.
She got to feel the situation.
You know, well, I'll tell you what. Women, for the woman myself and women, when we do talk, we can measure a man just by looking at him. I'm not going to go up and grab a man, you know.
Oh, yes, they do. Once, a young lady, after we would make love, she would actually hold it in her hand and go to sleep.
Oh. Well, you know, that's holding on to your man.
She used to tell me that she's just protecting what's hers.
Exactly. Hey, I'm with that. Protect what's yours. You know.
I told her,
but,
I said, I'm not long to get hard with.
You. Oh, my God.
Get it out. Get it all out. Get that laughter out.
I would love to.
I'll say it again. I told her that I wasn't long to get hard with.
So you just stay constant, huh?
Not since I've been in the White House. I gotta take a couple breaks. Can't see the print.
What was that?
I'd rather not say.
You just said a whole lot. Why not?
I keep it to myself.
Oh, all right. Well, you call me back after the show and tell me.
Thank you again. Thank you so much. I enjoy your show. I got to go.
All right, President Obama. Tell the family we said hello. And we want everybody to get out there and vote. There's no excuse. We need everyone
There's
to
no
vote.
Reason.
No
There's
reason.
No reason this season that you shouldn't vote.
Exactly. Thank you so much, President Obama. We love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Gotta go.
Peace out. Bye-bye.
Well.
President Obama.
To this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. Keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my nigga.
I'm
Sub Jones for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the phone. Plus, I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good stuff at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 of cloth, never showing your stuff off, who? It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I be your Noah, you be my Wiz. I'm your Mister, you my Mrs. With hugs and kisses, Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, we on another level of planning, of understanding the bond between man and woman and child. The highest elevation, cause we above all that.
Call in with y'all bad self. You know, Giants running around here, they look four rings. You know, ain't never gonna get there. And Eagles just ain't gonna get no ring. It's never gonna happen. It's just not gonna happen. If you're an Eagles fan, what you think is going on with your team?
Well, you gotta bring me into this.
Because you're right here. You know.
No, you
know
what I mean? Like, you
said
we still got a nice record,
right? You know, I'm gonna leave it at that. You may have a nice record, but you don't have any rings. That means nothing. It means nothing.
You just got on the team that got rings.
I've been, ever since I knew what a football was, I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan.
All right, so what was football when you became a Dallas fan?
Excuse me?
See what I'm saying?
Football has always been, I said, ever since I knew what a football was. I'm not a team jumper. I stay with my team. Right. That's it. That's, you know, I'm riding for my boys. That's what I do.
You don't even got the right Dallas Cowboy hat on. They got orange colors on that. So
first of all, because we war together. This is all about war.
Man.
This is all about war.
You don't got the real Dallas card.
I watch it. Trust me. You know, because you want to wear it. Uh-huh. You want to wear my hat.
You want me to wear your hat?
You want to, yes. You want to take a picture of this hat. You want to take a picture of this hat. Prove yourself. I guarantee you, you'll be like, this looks better on me than that damn green stuff. You should have like a bunch of good. No? I'm real stuff. And you're going to take a picture and you're going to show all, you know, our fans out there. Yo, Trenton, what up? What up? First fan going to rock the Dallas hat, okay? You know, why can't we all just get along?
We can get along, you know what I mean? You're saying, you know what it is? You know, y'all be fans of y'all shit, and then y'all want to start talking shit. Like,
we don't start nothing unless people start with us. We don't start any of that. Matter of fact, when I was watching the game, Sunday, these Eagles fans came over because they lost, came over and sat next to us to try to bring that hater, you know, that root stuff. And it didn't happen. And you just see them all easily walk away with their heads down low. So, I mean, you cannot bring that stuff to a true team. You just can't.
Why not?
You're the best.
What, DJ Khaled on the team or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't get that. We the best stuff, like, you know what I mean? I think y'all got rocked last year by
us
too,
but we're not even talking about last year. We're talking about what just happened. See, now is exactly what I'm talking about. You want to. Oh, my God. This is what I'm talking about. You always want to talk about we didn't get a Super Bowl in years, but y'all never want to talk. Y'all want to get off the subject when I bring up why y'all don't have no rings. See, like now you're quiet. Exactly. This show is about Linus Wars. What Linus Wars like to do. I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. I love music. I'm from the hip hop old school era, which we call frontliners now.
Y'all call it frontliners.
It's we frontliners.
That's,
you know
what? Like wheelchair club.
Say no. You know what? It's just like when Evie Mo D and Big D called in the other week, and we was like, why we keep calling ourselves old school? And you're absolutely right. They're frontliners.
Shout out
to them. Definitely, yo. They about to do some big stuff right here. Talked to Big D earlier today. They was in the studio, so I just can't wait for their project to drop. So big shout out to Big D and Evie Mo D. Thank y'all so much. Who we got? Oh, yes. Okay. Well, we're about to go into some music, and we're going to come right back with hearing all about Linus Roar and what the roar is all about. Wine glasses up. Let's do this.
Like you're ready, girl, like you're ready.
I don't I'm glad they forgot the recording video.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that very much.
So. Ron Harvey has Mr. Big, so.
Well, he do. Oh, wait. Yeah, sure. Who wouldn't you know?
He played the hell out of Mr.
Big. He did.
Definitely. You know what I mean? What was your favorite 90s video of all time?
There's so many. I can't just name one. There's so many.
That's like the Snickers, you know what I mean? I bet you just can't take one bite.
And you can't. It's like, I want all my box of chocolate. I don't want to be surprised. Look at me. And I don't know where positive force is at. Quite when we're getting cute. I don't know. Where you at, force? Now, if I got all night, wait for you. You can call in if you can't make it, Mr. Pretty Boy. He probably like, I can do that. Yo, you tell me you coming, you better come. Call you out for it.
I'm feeling a little bit of freeway-ish right now.
You feeling free? Let's play freeway.
Shout out to Freeway, man. They held it down for the BET Cypher. Shout out to Emilio Sparks. Emilio Sparks was here a couple of years ago, you know what I'm saying, man? We need to get you up here again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially on the line as far as the plus. We're going to go into this advertising real quick. And we're going to get right back.
Right back.
At you guys.
Right back at you.
Radio.com.
October 22nd, 2016, y'all. Fix 2 will be at the New Jersey State Auditorium, 205 West State Street. That's Trent, New Jersey, 08625. You can go online at newjazzman2.com. Tickets online are $20, and at the door, that's $25. The host of the night will be Doug Henderson of iHeartRadio, WDAS. Big Daddy is coming to town. Can Nana get away with it? Find out October 22nd, 2016, at the New Jersey State Auditorium, 205 West State Street, Trent, New Jersey. 08625, fix 2, y'all.
FirstFamRadio.com. FirstFamRadio.com.
R&B, everything you're going to want, baby. See me there tomorrow. Let's get our drinks on, get our eat on, and have a great time.
Now, what they serve down there?
Oh, they got a kitchen.
They serve pork.
I don't know about no pork. I don't eat pork. But I do hear the wings is banging. Right. The wings is banging.
Can you just stop just for one second?
Okay, you want to stop. Now you want to stop.
It's the pork thing that gets me, right?
I haven't eaten pork in, my daughter's what, 28 years? 28 years. Just the smell of it makes me sick. I don't eat pork.
Why are you going to talk down on pork, right?
I'm not talking down on a pork. I just said I haven't eaten pork.
At one time in your life, you did eat pork.
At one time? 28 years ago?
Was it safe to say that pork food?
No, did not. I'm fat. It's all beef. This is so bad. I love me some beef bacon, some turkey bacon. Yes. Nah.
Well, when you made the transition over to the beef?
1988. That's when I stopped. I know exactly when I stopped. Yes. I know exactly when I stopped.
The last week, still like every day, and go like.
I stopped everything.
Some people stop and just get to pork chops. I was just
saying. Well, it wasn't no religion or anything that stopped me from eating the pork.
Well,
you thought I was losing out?
That's why.
Yeah. I'm a believer. I'm a true believer. Yeah. And you know, God is my first and everything. So I know it's definitely a higher God, higher than all this over here. And that's why I appreciate life so much like I do. And I put the word out there, Aurora, you have to appreciate life. Look at our brother Tommy Ford. He's gone. He went in for a knee surgery. And then other things happened, and he was on life support, and now he's gone. We don't know what's going to happen. So if we don't learn how to appreciate God and what God's given us, even on our bad and our last, not giving God the praise and not showing him respect is so disrespectful. He don't have to wake us up. A lot of us is not going to wake up tomorrow. So my thing is this, appreciate what you got, learn how to work with it, and stop waiting on God. See, like, I'm going to leave it in God's hands, and then you're going to sit there and lay your ass down somewhere. Stop it. Stop it. Get out here and make it work for yourself, and appreciate it, because when you're gone, it's done, it's over. Then it's on to the next life. So me, I want everybody to be like, yo, that woman right there, she spoke about God. She preached God's word that we got to appreciate and love ourselves. And that's what you get. One glass of God.
Rock for my kids. They're real. Even though what we do is wrong, we still hustle to the FirstFamRadio.com.
It's your boy T Dep, man, the deputy. You know what I mean? First Fam Radio all day. Y'all know what it is.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to make a call, of course, y'all. Him. Yeah, not as we're calling you. How you doing?
Yes.
Peace, my brother.
Peace.
Don't you both to be here sitting next to me?
Who is this?
Of course, this is Linus. I dare you say, who is this when you're supposed to be sitting right next to me?
Well, you got. I go by the phone number. It's the New York number that's calling me from. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be down there. I got to. Yeah, I'll be down there.
Of course, you're live on air. Everybody can hear you.
You shouldn't be calling me live on air.
Oh, you
got it. In like 15 minutes, I'll be down there.
You'll be here 15 minutes? Okay, sweetie.
In 15 minutes.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Down here too. Yeah. I'm still celebrating my birthday. I don't stop celebrating until October 31st. I like that though. He said, what is
that?
You should be what the fuck?
I was off.
Right now. Who we working with now? Who we got coming up? We back to back music. Brand new again. Let's do that brand new again. Let's do brand new again. Yeah. And we're gonna come back with that Swift and West.
Slow down.
You get going up another notch. You're waving at
basket. Sister, it's no need in speeding. She was doing lays with everyone she's meeting. What makes hun wanna act in this fashion? Pulled more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner, just like two sinner. Yeah, be if no be depth, then you run right in her. Hoover makes no mistake. She said, rock me tonight. Not the move, truth. Honey's living foul was longer than an hour. You may think you're doing work because she gives a fake ow. Joe Slow put a ring upon her finger. I try to school him, now he's stuck with a humdinger. You're living foul, and it ain't your style. Now, see, it ain't no reason for you to be out here skeezing, because it's not the season. But if you want to live foul and be a dumb diddly, dumb, 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 then go ahead, baby.
Bringing these men home from jail and wiping them and all in the house, they're on a temporary temporary rental system. You pay the rent and they just there. That's it. Y'all girls need to stop that and stop being out here trying to fight other women over a man that's not sure. Stop it right now. You look crazy. Very crazy. My husband. You ain't even got a ring. You probably would have bought one. Stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Funny right
there, though. Yeah, I'll be going timeline, my man. Girl, stop. You know, but you got a lot of good guys out there that's coming home. I ain't saying every guy that come home from jail ain't good. Nah. You know, she gonna give him the pillow to lay his hand on, he gonna take it. But where's your boundaries at? Where's your respect for yourself? Man, you wanna go fight every chick in the street over your hubby, your man's and them. Stop. Love yourself first. You can't love nobody else if you're not loving yourself first. And definitely, you can be missing out on the real love of your life because you stuck with dude who just needed a place to lay his head and gave the probation officer an address. That's what you're doing. You put it on yourself. So if you accept it the first time, you accept it every time because he got exactly what he wants you. He didn't put that thing on you. That's a wrap.
Pay up.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm on
it. Damn, man. People like, well, she thinks she know everything. Girl, listen, hey, I'm gonna say straight like this. Hey, when it's good, it's good. I ain't fronting. When it's good, it's good. But don't be good and stupid. Don't be good and stupid.
You know, you can't always decide to think, you know,
fellas
just going automatically. But there's some good fellas out there.
It is a great
fellow that's trying to help the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're moving and start helping the situation.
Yeah.
And then this ungratefulness.
Oh, ungratefulness.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you thought I said was a bad word?
Yeah, no.
You know,
we
don't
want to
have with the wrong glass.
No, no, no. We keep it classy. We call it a little ungratefulness. A little ungratefulness, okay.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't encourage women how to use that word. You know what? You are ungratefulness.
You know, it kind of works. You know, I tell you what else I don't like. I don't like when females, I can't even call them mothers at this point. When
ungratefulness,
use their kids against the fathers. I don't like that at all. And then you talking bad to the kids about the fathers. So it's wrong. If you're in a situation with you and your baby daddy or daddies, you work that out amongst them. Don't play. You're not going to see your daddy this weekend. You're not going to see little Charlie or little Bob this weekend. I hate that.
That's crazy. You know, that goes on every city across the country.
Everywhere.
But they make you go on Facebook and say, you love our black men and you need our black men to stay out of trouble and all this and shit. Yeah. Black men need their babies.
They do.
They need our little boys and our little girls.
They do.
We need to say something to them. You know, make them feel like your dad's supposed to everybody needs to go see.
What's that?
That's Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation.
Open your mind, man. Go see that movie. That movie explains why he has this mentality.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. You know, mm-hmm. because it made me take a whole look at everybody. Everybody, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We fucked up. They got to pay. They got to pay this stuff, man.
Yeah.
They got to do something about this. But, you know, we wonder why we out here doing this shit. We doing it.
Yeah, I know a lot of brothers that came home from jail, and I heard their stories. I want to sit down with them. You know, like I said, I don't like judging anyone. Everybody has a testimony. But when they trying, that makes me even, you know, more tilt to them even more because they trying. And then you got the females that, oh, if you ain't with me, then I'm throwing you on child support. Oh, we ain't together, then you can't come see your kids. And they out here, they trying to get a job, and they can't get a job because of their records. And a lot of our brothers are in jail, and they're innocent, and shouldn't even be the time that's been given to them. So it's like they threw back up against the wall, and they do things to try to survive. Bad is bad, and good is good. You know, robbing from somebody just to feed yourself is definitely I know what hard times feel like, but I'm not going to go steal from somebody else to feed myself. It's other ways of, you know, making it right. But back to the females, y'all my sisters, y'all got to stop this craziness because y'all make these men go crazy. You put them right back where they left from, and that's where a lot of society want to see our men at. They want our men locked down, killed, or taken away, and then we got to fend. We are women. We are women. And we have to nurture our sons and our daughters. And we need our men to be here to protect our daughters and educate the sons because they're our next generation. Take your feelings and go somewhere and meditate. Pray. You can't keep doing these to these men. And don't, no. Ain't no your line is you wrong, line is you don't know, line is do no. Okay? I won't be speaking if I have experience. But I'm glad I never used my kids against, you know, the father. I'm glad I never did that. And I can say that, and I'm proud to say it. But I see some of these chicks on Facebook, seeing my hair talking. Hey, I bet I know how to get to him. Nah, the only ones you really hurting is some kids. Stop it. Before somebody else in the streets has to raise your kids. And guess whose fault is going to be? Your fault. Your fault. I'm talking to the sisters right now. Men, now I'm talking to you. If you're out there, you blazing, you throwing cash everywhere, you at the bar, you throwing money, winds up in a stripper's show, and your kids home and they starving, shoot yourself. Word up. Real. Because you're already dead. Stop it. You don't care about your kids. You don't care about them. How are you going to come and say, another man better not call my child daddy when you're not there being a father? It's ridiculous. I don't care what you got. I don't care what you're riding. And if you're not a real father to your kids, shoot yourself. I mean, I'm just feeling this way. It's for real, though. These kids need both parents. Even if both parents is not in the house, you know, everybody ain't got the Partridge Family, you know. Hey, sit down. Good night, Jack. Good night, Jill. Nah. But we can still be a family. What's that, Kevin Hart? He got his blended family. And, you know, when you can work together like that, it's a good thing. Every kid needs parents. Every kid. Like, my father was married when he met my mother years ago. Well, of course, years ago, because I'm here now. But the thing about it is, and I'm not going to go into my personal life, I always say, the world will tell you something different, but the way I was raised, I had three great parents. Three, and if I can do it all over again, I will. My mother, my father, and my stepmom, love them to life. They showed me nothing but love. They raised me, and they told me, don't let nobody tell you nothing. If you ain't here from us, it's not true, and I still live with that right now. Because whatever they did, that was their business. But what was most important is that they loved and they took care of me, and they protected me. That's all I got to say. Stop the bickering and the going back and forth with, I better not catch you with him. I better not catch you with her. Take care of your kids. Take care of your kids. You're lucky you ain't the president. I think I should run for president. They will vote for me right now. They vote for me right now. I ain't got nothing. Listen, I don't have nothing against Hillary, you know. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm voting for Hillary. I'm voting. I hear people saying, I'm not voting because I don't like neither one. Well, you know what? I definitely don't like Trump. But I'm not going to sit back here and disrespect my ancestors either that fought and died so we can have a right to vote and have a voice in this country. So for all of y'all that, I don't care what y'all say, you know what? What should I say? What I say? Well, you already hung yourself, basically. You already hung yourself. You hung yourself. If you got kids or grandkids, you done hung them because you're not standing up and being that person that you're supposed to be. We're not going to always like things or like people. But in this world we live in, there got to be a leader. So we got to choose from, what do I like to say, the lesser one or the right one, whatever. I choose Hillary. I choose Hillary not just because she's a woman. And because look at all these years. It's been this. We can have a woman coming in. Hopefully, you know, she can change it. So give her a chance and vote for Hillary. Live as words is. Live as it's up. Be back with the music, baby.
I said I'd rise for a higher, ain't no other guy higher, a higher Kara, a higher Yeshaya, with eyes of fire. I know who I'm serving. It's my God that I'm serving. I said I'd rise for a higher, ain't no other guy higher, a higher Kara, a higher Yeshaya, with eyes of fire. I know who I'm serving.
I don't know.
Once again, we out. We love you.